Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please remain standing so we can sing Joy to the World. We will sing 1, 2, and 4. This is on 246. Remain standing, we will be reading the scripture again. It is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those who on whom his favor rests." It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please remain standing again as we sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," 230.
Together, proclaim the holy word.
We'll continue reading the gospel as you remain standing. It is again continuation with the passage I read from Luke chapter 2, now verses 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated now. Let us have a word of prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you gave to this world in flesh and blood as in Jesus Christ. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to know him in our lives and to receive that eternal life through his coming into this world. As we come before your word, bless us, Lord, with your grace to receive your word with humility and obedience so that it can be a blessing in our lives and also flow out from us to this world as a blessing, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations in our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Luke's story of the birth of Christ, shepherds are a very important part in that story, as many of you know. When we celebrate Christmas or hear the story of Christmas, several pictures come into our mind. And one of them is this group of shepherds who came to see Jesus. And the other ones are the Magi from the east and many other pictures. But these are some important pictures that you don't forget. The shepherds coming to visit the baby Jesus. We read there particularly that they were one of the first ones to be announced this good news about the birth of Christ. And an angel of God appeared to them, and they saw this big shining glory while they were taking care of the sheep in the middle of the night somewhere in the fields. And I'm wondering how they felt at that time. It is said that they were terrified. And not only just fear, but also many other emotions probably have gone through in their minds. But God chose the shepherds to be one of the first people to know the story of the birth of the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior of the world. There were many other people, important, famous, powerful, and many others that God could have chosen, as we could have imagined. Naturally, we could imagine that the king of the Jews or king of the world would appear probably or be born in a palace, but it was not that happened. It was chosen that a manger was prepared for the birth of the Messiah, and the shepherds were the first ones to be known about this fact. So what is the story about? The king of the Jews, the savior of the world, coming into this world in an unexpected place, in a manger, and you all know the story because they didn't have place for him in the inn. And all of these things happened. And then the shepherds were announced that you have a great news, and they were terrified. And then along with that, there was a message that the angels told them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Then the angel said, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." So what was the story about? The story to these shepherds was about giving them a sign. That's what the angel said. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes lying in a manger." The shepherds could not understand what was going on. And then they heard a big song of angels praising. A heavenly host of angels appeared in the sky and they started singing, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to all on whom his favor rests." I don't think the shepherds had any idea what was going on. I don't think they did. Maybe they had some idea about a Savior being born, but they probably never had been taught that the Savior would be coming like this. And then they were given a sign that you will go and find a baby wrapped in a manger. So to me, it was the message of Christmas is about a sign. A sign that God is going to appear to you and me in the most unexpected places. We may expect him to show up in certain places, particularly in church. When you are here, we assume that God is going to be here. Or when we go to God in prayer, we believe that God is going to be there. We have certain expectations of Jesus and God to be in our places where we want him to be. And definitely in certain places we don't want him to be. That's what the message of Christmas is today. God is going to be there regardless of where you are. In the midst of your ordinary, mundane things that you are doing. The shepherd job is not a great job. It's not considered to be a great job. It's a very hard job to keeping up with it. And also it's very tough life that they have. They live in outside all the time with the sheep. Outside, with the elements, the rain and the heat and the snow, ice, whatever it be, they have a hard life there. But in the middle of that, God appears, and that's the message of Christmas that they heard that night. It's a message that God appears to all of us, and God gives us many signs. I don't know you. If I were one of the shepherds, I would probably think that it was a dream and go back to sleep. It probably would have happened. But that's not what they did. They took that message seriously. And they said, this is a sign that I'm going to tell you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes in a manger. I don't know how many places they had gone to look for that baby. I don't know. But for the shepherds, I believe that they knew certain places where they can find some mangers in that area, because they were familiar with that area. And a baby in a manger, that was their sign. So they didn't probably have a lot of difficulty in going finding this particular manger, because you don't look for a baby in a manger. So they were looking for the mangers, and they were familiar with many mangers of the sheep because they were familiar with that profession, they knew. So they probably had to go a couple of mangers, and finally they found the baby. No, I don't think they have a very hard time getting there. But when we get signs like that from God, how many of us probably would pay attention to that? We get signs every day. We get signs every instance in our lives. Through every event, God is talking to us. But how many of us pay attention to that? I don't, many times. It comes and goes, it comes and goes. God gives us opportunity one after the other to be a blessing into this world, to our neighbors, our friends, our families, whoever it be. But we take it for granted every day, and then go on with our lives. But like the shepherds, are we ready to take up that sign and take the next step? You know, many signs we just ignore. I mean, the zodiac signs are there, and the traffic signs, and many people ignore it as well. But these are all there to make our lives safer and give us peace in our lives. So if one day everybody decides not to pay attention to the traffic sign, what happens? It's going to be chaos. Danger, risk of life and death. That's what happens in this world today. While I was driving here, my wife was driving, and I was looking at the news. One of the news alerts that came out and said, Walmart Christmas shoppers running for their life today because there was a shooter in the Walmart. And that is what's happening in this world. It is not getting any better. Year after year, we are hearing news that is not very pleasant. Year after year, we celebrate Christmas. The Son of God, the announcement of the birth of the Son of God in this world, is a message, a sign that you and I are given, like the shepherds, to find the presence of God in the very events that are happening in the middle of our lives. The angels should have gone to a temple or some other places to look for the baby, but they were driven to this manger and they did follow. It is important that the sign is everyone, to everyone, because God's message is that the coming of the Son of God is for all people. It's not just for the elites or the religious or some of the people who are selected. It is all for the people, or everybody, for all people. And then, who would be the better people than the shepherds to be announced this news? Because he's the Lamb of God. That's what John says in chapter 1 when he sees Jesus. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." So the announcement of the Lamb of God would be the best place to announce would be the shepherds, because the shepherds know what the Lamb of God that they were tending to, lambs that they were tending to. Their job was not regular shepherds. Outside of Jerusalem, near Bethlehem area, these shepherds were actually tending sheep that were actually destined for the sacrifice in the temple. So not every sheep will be selected. They have to be blameless, spotless, without any blemishes. And those are the type of lambs that they were raising. And they knew exactly. So when the Lamb of God, who is sinless, to take away the sin of the world, comes and appears in this world, who would be better than those shepherds to find out that the Lamb has arrived, that you don't have to raise any more lambs anymore, because the ultimate sacrifice will be done by this Lamb of God. And that is why the shepherds were up there to announce his birth. Then the announcement of Christmas, the message of Christmas, is also a call to action, just like I said before. It is about going a step beyond, not to stay where we are, as comfortable as we get as Christians. We are very much comfortable where we are, particularly in this country. But there is an action that comes with it. The shepherd said, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found Mary and Joseph and baby lying in a manger. And now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. All those who heard were marveled at these things. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. So that is a call for action. The message of Christmas is to go out and spread the news, the great news of joy that you and I have, so that others can also come and see this baby in the midst of this problematic world that we are in. Then again, the sign is about a transformation. I am 100% sure that the shepherds who went to see the baby, when they, after they saw the baby and returned, they were a completely different people. There was big change in their lives. And that's why they went and spread the whole news to everybody. They did not hold anything back. And it is a sign of transformation. So the angel of God brought the good news, was a sign to the shepherds. And also it is a sign for you and me that there is going to be a transformation, not only in our lives, but as we go from out to this place and spread the good news, the transformation will happen in our country, in our world around us. So this is a great time that God has given us a sign, year after year, giving us opportunity to go and spread the good news that we have received in our lives. Not only to see the baby, but also to take that baby to others who have not known to us. So does Christmas change every year after we celebrate year after year? Or is it going to be the same mundane Christmas every year? The purpose of Christmas, the birth of Christ, was to bring a change to this world. Where we carry out life on a day-to-day basis, our job, our relationships, our families, our spirituality, whatever we do, all should radically be transformed by each Christmas that we celebrate. Not transformed by just the celebration of Christmas, but transformed by the baby Jesus himself. So as we go from this place, let us reflect on our lives and see that whatever changes that we have to make in our lives so that we can be a blessing to others in this world. Sometimes we become very tired, just like the shepherds. That should not stop us from going to see to the manger to see this baby. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place, that we can be a blessing to this world and spread the good news that the shepherds has received, that we also share, and to spread that good news to this world. May God bless you. Amen. Now as we light the candles that you have been given, we will sing Silent Night, Holy Night, just verse 1. Let's wait 1 minute as we light the candle.
2:39.
Please stand with your candles. People of God, go in the knowledge that this same baby who came to this world thousands of years ago is coming back again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is our hope. Be filled with that hope as we go from this place. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you.